When you talk about the work that IFA does and you talk about the everyday issues, farm incomes, commodity prices, rural crime, the weather last week, you know, there's always something. But then there are four very important issues apart from that, kind of international issues. I mentioned Brexit and I mentioned CAP already. Trade deals with Mercosur being the key one of those at the present time is another one. And climate change is the fourth one. And the four of those are converging this year. So there's a huge amount of work there. And what we're trying to do at the moment is put every obstacle in the way of the Mercosur deal being done, because there are the Mercosur countries involve Paraguay, Uruguay, Argentina and Brazil. Some of those countries want up to 300,000 tons of the beef from those countries to have access into the EU. We're even annoyed with the EU's Commissioner for Trade, Cecilia Malmström. She made an offer of 70,000. We've said that's too high. We've spent a lot of time in Brussels meeting with Sandra Galina, Malmström's chief negotiator on trade. We went to Argentina, Buenos Aires, about maybe 5 weeks ago, I'd say, to meet with them over there and to try and put everything we could in their way of doing a deal. But we're on the outside agitating and lobbying and putting all the reasons forward why there shouldn't be a deal done. Number one, there shouldn't be a deal done because Brexit, we have no idea where we're going there. We're already 102% self-sufficient in beef. If we get another 70, whatever, thousand tons on top of that into a union that's 102% self-sufficient, what's that going to distort the market? How is it going to distort the market? If there's a bad Brexit, we're going to be 116% self-sufficient for beef. There's also the climate change point of view, that for every kilo of beef we produce in Europe, we produce 19 kilos of CO2. For every kilo of beef that's produced in Argentina, in Brazil, there's 80 kilos of CO2 produced. So I think, you know, politicians from Europe telling us that we need to wake up to climate change, and those same politicians willing to do a deal with the likes of Brazil, where they're four times less efficient from a climate change point of view.